Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Lizards Art Gallery in Framing and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Sculpture has become one of the most accessible art forms today. It serves as the major public art installation at nearly every large public service building. There's a big sculpture out front. How many large fountains or memorials or statues have you paused at and marveled at the size and wondered, what is that made out of? Materials and sculpture range from everything from cast bronze and iron, carved stone or wood, even light, cloth, or paper are used to create sculpture. Radio Gallery has spoken with a number of local sculptors this year who share their unique art experience. One of them, Suzanne Wiss, a student from UMD, created a temporary paper installation. And she talks about the freedom of the observer in the experience of sculpture as opposed to 2D art. Suzanne Wiss.
What I do with installation art, it reaches a lot of people. It's very ambiguous and relates to the lives of just about anyone because I'm not telling anybody what to think. And sometimes I get ridiculous reactions, but I'm okay with that. And I think that installation art is a way to get people to relate more to the piece because it's 3D. You can be a part of it. It's transforming the space into something that you can make sense of. It's not on the other side of a piece of glass or on a flat surface where you have to transform yourself behind the eyes of the artist. You get to have your own experience with it.
Another local sculptor we talked with is Tim Burns, a local wood carver who showed his work this past year at the Duluth Art Institute. And he talked about how he gets going when he has a block of wood and how does he start thinking about sculpture.
As far as the actual sculpting process, it could take several months for me to produce something that's finished. The places I go, the things that I see, music that I hear, those are all things that I catalog in my head. And even while I'm making something in process, that goes into the work. Things can take a turn here and there. Anybody that makes art, I think, can draw experience from multiple places. And all those experiences, hopefully, you take those with you and you put those into whatever you make.
Our last guest today, Sarah Heimer, puts on an event called the Diorama-Rama. It's a three-dimensional sculpture that is a whole scenario and scene contained within a box, and she shares some of her favorites over the years. Sarah Heimer.
One of my favorite ones is one that my friend Matt made where he had an old record player that would play a record, and when it got to the end, it would hit this little boat, and it would skip back to the beginning of the song, and it was inside a box, and it was just, to me, ingenious. But there's been so many, like Prince's bedroom, Bigfoot party. There's one with a guy floating in a parachute in a tube. A train set that went around a fantastical land. All kinds of stuff.
Although some sculpture is small, sometimes it's so big you walk by it every day without a closer look. This week, take a few minutes and ponder the large-scale, big, three-dimensional pieces in your community. Some groups are dedicated solely to sculptures. The Society of Minnesota Sculptors in St. Paul creates a common ground for 3D artists to share ideas. You can find more information posted on our website, kumd.org, and click on Arts. Radio Gallery is produced by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton. Music by Willie Murphy, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and Zeitgeist Arts Cafe in Duluth. For more information on sculpture, on Radio Gallery, or to listen again, go to kumd.org and click on Arts. This is Radio Gallery. I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.